In this video, we are going to look at a key part of the biblical vision for local chaplain ministry. Chaplain ministry should not float by itself. It should be connected to the life of the church. The church is not only a place where believers gather for worship. The church is the body of Christ. It is a people called by God, formed by the gospel, and sent into the world in the name of Jesus Christ. That is why the church is both an anchoring body and a sending body for chaplain ministry. First, the church is an anchoring body. A chaplain who is rooted in the church is not serving as an isolated spiritual individual. The church gives worship, doctrine, prayer, fellowship, correction, encouragement, and accountability. It reminds the chaplain that ministry does not belong to personal ambition, it belongs to Christ. This matters because chaplain ministry can become unhealthy when it becomes disconnected from church life. A person may be sincere and caring, but if there is no pastoral relationship, no shared spiritual life, and no real accountability, ministry can slowly become vague, unstable, or overly individual. The church helps prevent that. It anchors the chaplain in truth, community, and Christian identity. Second, the church is a sending body. The church is not meant to keep ministry inside its walls. It sends believers into the real places of human need. Chaplain ministry is one way the church extends its compassionate presence into settings where organized church life may not always reach directly. A chaplain may serve the sick, the grieving, the lonely, the elderly, the overlooked, the stressed, or those in crisis. In that sense, chaplain ministry becomes a bridge between the church and places of need in the community. This is one reason a church-hosted chaplain practice can be so beautiful. It allows a church to identify, support, and organize spiritual care in a clearer way. It gives pastors and leaders a pathway to bless trained chaplains. It helps the congregation know that some forms of care are being carried intentionally and faithfully. That does not mean chaplains replace pastors. It means chaplains can extend the church's ministry of care in focused and accountable ways. For example, a church may support a chaplain practice that includes hospital visitation, grief follow-up, care for shut-ins, family support after a funeral, or local crisis response. Another church may support chaplains serving in veterans ministry, homeless community care, school settings, or community support work. In each case, the church becomes both the spiritual home and the ministry base. This also relates to soul centers. A soul center may become a defined ministry expression rooted in Christian prayer, care, and encouragement. But even then, a healthy soul center should remain church-aware and Christianly grounded. It should not drift into vague spirituality. It should remain clear in theology, clear in purpose, and connected to wise ministry relationships. From the organic human's perspective, this church connection matters because chaplains are embodied souls too. They need worship, fellowship, prayer, correction, and encouragement. They are not machines of compassion. They need anchoring while they serve others. From a ministry sciences perspective, church connection also strengthens the ministry system. Healthy ministries usually need leadership pathways, shared expectations, support structures, and trusted relationships. A chaplain connected to the church is more likely to serve with clarity, humility, and sustainability. The church also helps shape the chaplain's tone and message. A chaplain is not simply there to be spiritually pleasant. A chaplain serves as a Christian presence. That presence includes compassion, but it is grounded in truth. It includes listening, but it is shaped by faith. It includes encouragement, but it draws from Christ. At its best, the church does not merely approve chaplain ministry from a distance. It helps discern it, bless it, support it, and pray for it. The church says, in effect, we know this person. We recognize this calling. We believe this ministry matters. We stand with this chaplain as this work takes local form. That is the biblical vision. The church anchors the chaplain in Christ. The church sends the chaplain into local need, and local chaplain ministry becomes one living expression of the church's love in action.